world. I'm feeling kind of taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kind of stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kind of better than you.
And I know just what it
is. I'm a soldier now in this world. I stand alone. I can't be strong. I walk the miles. I made it home. It's good to know without you. I made it. Soldier girl in my world. I took the fall. Now I stand tall.
Hey. Welcome back to Ask the Chief Radio Show here at WDRB Media. I am your host, Trinity Sunshine. Thank you for tuning in again on this Tuesday evening. I really appreciate you being here. This week, I have a title for this show, and it is, I Owe Nothing to the Emptiness. And I'm actually going to use AI to help me create a segment from a moment that I experienced while in Resurrection Sunday Easter service a couple of Sundays ago. So this is going to be something different than I've done before. So I hope you'll be able to sit back, listen, absorb, and enjoy this show today. Again, this is Trinity Sunshine. I am your host for Ask the Chief Radio Show here at WDRB Media. We are the voice of the community. Here's the heart of what you captured. Mary faced a stone. She turned, and in turning, she ran straight into her answer. That's not a small insight. That's a whole spiritual technology. What your reflection actually reveals, the stone wasn't the end, it was the indicator. Mary saw what looked like loss, disruption, confusion. You're naming that same moment in your own life. The thing that looked immovable suddenly wasn't. Mary's first instinct was grief, not celebration. That's so human. We often interpret freedom as danger because it doesn't look like what we expected. You're acknowledging that too, the emotional reflex before the revelation. The solution didn't appear after she ran. It appeared as she turned. That's the part you're claiming for yourself, Trinity. Your footing shifted, your perspective adjusted. And suddenly, what felt like a void became an opening. Recognition came through voice, not sight. Mary didn't know who she was looking at until she heard him. What you're saying, Trinity, is that something in your spirit spoke this Easter, something recognizable, grounding, and clarifying. And Trinity, what you walked away with, you're describing a moment where the thing that once blocked you is no longer blocking you. The emptiness you feared is actually evidence of movement. The answer was waiting in the direction you hadn't turned toward yet. Your footing, not your circumstances, revealed the solution. That's not just a feeling, that's alignment. And there's a deeper truth, Trinity, to what you're touching on. Sometimes the stone rolls away before we're ready to understand what that means. Sometimes the solution stands right in front of us, and we don't recognize it until we shift our weight, our stance, or our direction. You just didn't reflect on Mary's moment. You located your own. So what I'm going to tell you, sitting in church, the messages that we get, the interpretations of the scripture as it comes from the pastor. A lot of times we have gone to church and said, did they know I was coming? Is he speaking directly to me? Every word from God's truth, from God's experience as man, reflects something about our lives. And I just really am interested to seeing where AI is going to take the rest of this for the show, because I'm going to allow it to do a little bit more work on this segment to help me share my revelation on how now I understand that a lot of people that I was putting time and energy into, I was doing that for them, coming from a place of them deserving that from me. When in fact, a lot of times we're giving people time and energy and the gift of our presence as though they have deserved it or earned it. And that is not the case. It's that we're doing it where we say from the goodness of our heart, or we're just a good person. We do things in hope that we're treated well because we treat others well. But in true life, in real life, people have to earn the things that we freely give. And as we get on in years, when we have more time behind us than in ahead of us, we really need to be very conscious and careful about what we give away for free, and to make sure that what we're giving away is earned and is deserved by the recipients. So I'm going to leave y'all with a new artist as well. This song is by Inga Rose and it's called That's Not For Me. I'm going to play this for you guys and I'll be right back with the next part of this AI generated revelation.
I had to learn this one. Sometimes we fall down and we stay there too long. Turn a small mistake into something so wrong. Let it play in our head like it's all that we are, but we way more than that. We done came way too far. Why we letting outside voices live inside our mind? Half the things they say don't even hold no truth in time. There's not for me that weight, that doubt, that energy. You can keep that over there. I'm protecting me. Oh, that's not for me. No pressure, no apology. I'm walking in my own lane. That's where I need to be. You talking on my name, but I'm minding my own. You comparing everything, I'm just building my zone. What you doing over there? That's your life, not mine. I ain't racing nobody, I'm just moving in time. If you feeling some way, that's something in you. I ain't carrying that, I got things to do. That's not for me. That hate, that noise, that jealousy. You can keep that over there. I'm protecting me. Oh, that's not for me. No limits on my destiny. I'm living how I want. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. I can win by myself. I can fall, get back up. I don't need nobody telling me what I am or what I'm. There's not for me. There's not for me.
Hey, this is Trinity Sunshine, your host of Ask the Chief Radio Show here at WDRB Media. Please check out my sponsor's main page at sistersinsilence.org. That's sistersinsilence.org to find resources for women veterans, women first responders, and women who work in law enforcement. Resources to help you deal with any workplace trauma, sexual assault that you may be dealing with. Again, that is sistersinsilence.org, and I will be placing segments of the Ask the Chief radio show on this webpage for your listening pleasure. Thank you.
Woke up tired of carrying everybody else's pain. Mirror told me softly, girl, you don't gotta stay the same. I've been bending, I've been breaking, trying just to be enough. But love don't feel like prison, and I've been way too hard on us. Lay my doubts down on the floor, let that old voice fade away. I ain't begging for permission, I'm reclaiming me today. Today I choose me. I put my heart first finally. No more self-hate, no apology. I'm letting my soul breathe. Today I choose me. Drop that weight I used to hold. I'm falling back in love with life. Yeah, today I choose me. I take a deep breath slowly. Let the worry slide away. Someday I don't chase what don't deserve me. I don't shrink to make you shine. I've been pouring from an empty cup. Now I fill it up with mine. Every scar taught me something. Every tear showed me the way. I ain't lost. I was just learning how to choose myself and stay today. Today I choose me. Yeah, I put my heart first, honestly. No more fighting who I'm meant to be. I'm letting my soul breathe. Today I choose me. No guilt hanging on my name. I'm walking lighter than before, 'cause I chose me today. Ain't selfish, it's survival. I ain't running, I'm just free. I've been showing up for everybody. Now I'm showing up for me. Today I choose me. I choose peace over pain. I choose love over fear, and I'm still standing. Today I choose.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those two songs by Inga Rose. The first one was That's Not For Me, and the second one is called Today I Choose Me. So she is my featured artist for this week's show, and I am just really loving her music so far. So I'm back to go on here where I left off. And I mentioned to you that I was using AI to kind of create a show around my experience during my recent Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday service that really, really resonated with where I am in life right now. And I mentioned AI, but it's actually Micro soft co-pilot, because I wanted to put my thoughts in there and just have it kind of generate something that I could use for this show. Because one of the things I didn't mention when I opened up the show today was that today is the final episode of Ask the Chief Radio Show. April 15th will mark 1 year that I have been doing this, and it has been all kinds of challenges and rewarding and ups and downs and highs and lows. And I found myself at the end of 2025 really struggling to keep things afloat with sistersinsilence.org, as well as with the radio show, attending classes, and just pretty much being a one-woman show. At times, I felt like I was literally begging people just to listen to the show, just to tune in, to move the needle hand in a direction where the show or the radio station would say, oh, you know what, we're getting a lot of traction here. This is something, let's see if we can get her some sponsors. That didn't happen. I can truly say that I know of one person who has listened to every single episode of this show, and I may know five people that have listened to maybe one or two. This was definitely for me, though. No one's obligated to support me in any way, but it really did show the light on where I'm putting my energy in my life and where that energy should go. So this will be the final episode, and I'm titling this Turning Away from Empty Tombs. And as I close out this year broadcasting with you, I want to share the revelation, like I said, about my Resurrection Sunday spiritual enlightenment. And it just didn't speak to my spirit. It confronted my patterns, my pains, and the purpose in which I try to live this life. And again, when I punched all of this into Copilot, I asked it to generate me a segment for the show. And this is what I got. I was reading the story of Mary at the tomb. She came expecting to see the same stone, the same weight, the same barrier that she had already made peace with. But when she arrived, the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. And instead of celebrating, she actually panicked. She wept. She feared the worst, because sometimes freedom and salvation doesn't look like freedom and salvation at first. It sometimes looks like a loss. It looks like an empty tomb. So as Mary turned to run from the emptiness of the tomb, in turning, she ran straight into the answer that she didn't recognize at first. She ran into the solution, because what she ran into was Jesus, reincarnated, resurrected. And he said, "Whom do you see?" And that's when it hit me. I spent years staring into empty tombs. Tombs of relationships, of expectations. Tombs of people I kept giving to, hoping that one day they would give back. Tombs I thought I deserved because I wasn't perfect. Empty tombs that I thought I had to earn love from. And the hardest truth of all is that some of those tombs were not just people that I considered friends in my life. But the hardest one of those is those tombs were my children. My children have not always been kind to me. They have stolen from me. They've cursed me. They've laughed at taking my life. They've laid hands on me in anger. And yet as a mother and as a single mother and as a military mother and a mother diagnosed with PTSD, I just kept giving. There's got to be something wrong with me. Motherhood is not supposed to be this difficult. I am not a bad person. But you see, my children are not perfect children. They are not perfect people. They didn't grow up to be perfect adults. And I kept giving. I kept rescuing. I kept pouring out until I was empty. Because I believe that if I just kept showing up, if I just kept sacrificing, if I just kept proving myself, one day I would be worthy of their love. And doing that with my children, because they're my children. A mother is supposed to feel a certain way, so we're told, but that's not true. Motherhood is not always glorious. I didn't want to be a mother and doing it on my own. That was so, so hard. But it wasn't just my children who contributed to this chipping away of me. It was the world. People that I thought were friends, I treated as friends, but I was just a very interesting topic of conversation for them. People who I didn't share hurt with. And when I did, they told someone else. And between those two people sat and had conversations about my life without me being in the conversation, and their solutions to how I should handle it was based on the ideal circumstances, but also, based on courage that they've never had to summon to survive. And so based on that Easter and standing in front of the empty tomb scripture, I realized something. I owe nothing to the emptiness of a tomb, of a relationship with a child, of a relationship with someone that I thought was more of a friend than they turned out to be. I owe nothing to people who just took and took and took. I owe nothing to people that don't live a life that I ascribe to imitate at all. There are people that I associate with that I would never want to. There's nothing in their life that I find admirable. That's a waste of our time, people. I owe nothing to the belief that I had to earn better treatment. I owed nothing to the guilt that told me I deserved the pain that I received. I owed nothing to the stone that wasn't even there anymore. And then I turned, and when I shifted my footing, when I stopped staring into what was gone, when I stopped trying to resurrect what was never mine to fix, my relationship with adult children and people who assumed that they knew how to be a better Trinity than I am being, I ran into a solution that I didn't recognize at first. And that solution is this. It's that I am allowed to stop giving to people who harm me. I am allowed to stop bleeding for people who don't care if I survive. I am allowed to celebrate myself. So women, you know, my target audience throughout my show, Ask the Chief, my organization, Sisters in Silence, is really focusing on women veterans, women first responders, women who work in law enforcement, who deal with sexual trauma. That is my primary audience. That's where my primary message comes from, because that's who I am. But this final episode goes out to everyone, and it always has, but specifically I want to always have the focus in on women within that particular focus group. Women in service in general, we give until we collapse. We love people who don't love us back, who laugh at us behind our backs. We rescue people who would never rescue us. We pour into people who would watch us drown. We call it loyalty, duty, motherhood. But sometimes it's just an empty tomb. This year of broadcasting has taught me something I didn't expect, that turning is alignment, turning is protection, and turning is resurrection. And so as I close out this final episode, I want to leave you with this truth. You do not need to keep giving to people who refuse to honor you, who laugh at you behind your back, who have conversations about how you should live your life, and you're not involved in the conversation. You do not have to keep sacrificing to prove your worth. And people say you should take your post down or not say something. You don't have to keep sacrificing to prove to those people anything. Again, those are typically people you do not see anything in their lives that you would want to emulate. They have nothing to offer you. You do not have to keep staring into empty places, hoping they will fill themselves. Turn, shift your footing, face the solution that's been waiting for you all along. And let this be your year to stop apologizing for choosing yourself. Because today, I celebrate me, and I want you to celebrate you. This is Trinity Sunshine signing off for the last time on Ask the Chief Radio Show here at WDRBmedia.com. Thank you for a year of truth, of healing, and sisterhood. And as we close, I leave you with the anthem that matches this moment. This song is called Celebrate Me by Inga Rose. God bless you guys and stay safe.
Look at my life and see where I stand. Yeah, I made it through more than they know. When I look at my life and all that I've been. Every scar, every fall, every place I've been in, I'm still here breathing, still finding my way. Through the nights I thought I wouldn't see another day. Ain't nobody clapping for me, so I'm clapping for myself. All the times I held on. When I needed help, oh, I celebrate me for everything I survived. All the nights I cried, but still I stayed alive. I celebrate me. Yeah, I'm standing on me. Even when it's hard. Gotta do it for yourself. Ain't nobody coming through. You gotta find your strength, even when you don't want to. It's gonna be hard sometimes. It's gonna feel too much. You gonna break, you gonna cry, you gonna wanna give up. But believe me, you gonna make it, even when you can't see. You're stronger than the moment. You just gotta believe. I celebrate me for everything I survive. All the storms. Still alive. Oh, I celebrate me. Yeah, I'm rising slowly. Even with no clear view, nothing's stopping me. It's your eyes. Even if it don't feel like it yet, you're still standing. That means something. No one can take that from you. No one. Ah, celebrate me for the woman I became. Through the hurt, through the pain, I still found my way. Ah, celebrate me. And I won't apologize. Every step I took got me to this life. Just hold on. You gonna be alright. Celebrate you.
Do you need exposure for your business, brand, or organization? If so, let Ask the Chief Radio Show help you fulfill your need for more exposure, more business, and return on your investment. Connect with me at Instagram at Sunshine Trinity or LinkedIn at Trinity Sunshine. Do it today.